Amazon wants your house key. Texting could land you a ticket in one state. And adios to a couple of top-notch entertainers. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
So, Jennifer, you might want to ask Alexa if this is a good idea. Or maybe not. Maybe that might be a bad source to go to. You hear all these reports about packages stolen from people's front porch, you know. Front porches. Do you order stuff online and then have it delivered to your house?
I do, and I'm usually a little nervous, hoping it'll still be there.
And it always is when you get there.
Yeah. Never had an issue, but, you know. Holidays are coming up. You're going to be ordering more and more things, probably.
You see all these people who have video cameras outside their front doors, and the people who just walk up and just take whatever's on the front porch there. Well, Amazon's trying to find a way to stop this from happening and still get you your packages as quickly as possible. So now what they're doing is they're trying out this thing. It's called Amazon Key. And it launches November 8th for Prime members. And what it is of course, you have to buy a kit. And it starts at $249. what it includes is an Amazon security camera, the Cloud Cam, and also a smart lock that they all work together.
Okay.
And the gist is, so you order something for delivery and you click the, in-home shipping option. When the driver arrives, Amazon verifies everything and then allows him or her into your home to drop off this package. And
I don't know how I feel about that.
You can watch the whole thing, though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you see it all happen.
Amazon knew enough to say, you know what, we better...
I don't know.
Something to back this up.
I'm still, as the guy in our newsroom, Chris, said this morning, he was like, Amazon, enough. It's like, my God.
Right.
Everything, Alexa's listening to you in the house. They're sending drones above you to drop stuff off that you don't need, you know? Amazon is soon going to be, ingrained in every single part of your life.
Seriously. A little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
I mean, in theory, it's a great idea. I mean, that way you don't have to worry about, ordering a package and hoping that it's still there when you get home. But I don't know. But then you have a complete stranger coming into your house and dropping something off.
Look, you hear all the time about these huge companies that spend millions and millions of dollars on cybersecurity and they get hacked.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now all your information.
Right? Who's to stop somebody from just hacking your house and going in? And you can watch them steal all your stuff,
I can't imagine anything possibly going wrong.
I know, right? Just anyway, it's going to be available in 37 U.S. cities to start, and it's going to add more. Also, by the way, I did not know this, but Amazon, not the first with this. Walmart is already experimenting.
Oh, really?
With something along the same lines. So,
I think I'd want to make sure it's been around for a while.
Yeah, the last thing I want are Walmart folks hanging out in my house.
Having a little party while you're gone.
People at Walmart from my house.
Right. You never know who you're going to run into, right?
I know, right? It's just a bunch of butt cracks and too tight clothes.
Like, what? You signed up for it.
Right? Yeah, you let us in, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, speaking of technology, I'm guilty of this. You may or may not be, but walking and texting, and it's something that aggravates me to no end, but I do it too.
Look, I find it amazing driving around in the city here and the amount of people who just step out. I get it. You know, you have the right of way. You're in a crosswalk. But my God, look where you're going. But they
completely unaware.
Just completely engrossed in their whole texting conversation. You know, do me a favor. BRB, look up.
Right.
Pay attention to what you got going
basic
on.
Kindergarten rules here. Yeah. Look both ways before you cross the street.
But anyway, this it seems like this local government also has the same thoughts as we do.
Yeah. So Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Which, a big city.
Yeah.
And apparently, the first I think that's issued a law like this. But if you're texting and walking, you can now get a $35 ticket.
I love it.
And
that's a great
only for the first offense, by the way.
Right.
So Fortune says the fine could go up to $75 for the second offense and $99 for the third. And at that point, come on. If you didn't learn your lesson the first two times.
What are you actually texting? But there's nothing you're texting at any point in your life that is of any importance, of any more importance than your life, walking in front of
exactly.
cars and on roads. My God, pay attention, people.
So they're calling this the so-called smartphone zombie law, which is perfect.
Yeah, no,
it's perfect.
It's a perfect name.
And basically, Honolulu police, if they see anyone staring at their phones while they're crossing the street, you're getting a ticket.
Wow.
They're going to have a field day with that. I mean, all you have to do is stand at a street corner, pick up a busy intersection, and
just start rounding people up.
There you go.
You know?
I mean, I think you get, I mean, I'm sure you've experienced this. You are in the middle of a text, and the whole world just kind of, I don't know, you get so wrapped up in it. You know, whether it's something urgent or something minor, it's like, oh, I have to respond to this right now. And the whole world around you just kind of seems to disappear while you're on your phone.
It is so weird. People hear that sound, that, you know, whatever the sound, and next thing you know, like, they've got to drop everything.
Yeah.
You know, if that person was sitting next to you, you'd be like, all right, hold on a sec.
Right.
But no, you get it on your phone, and next thing you know, you've got a text.
Like, you're just programmed to instantly react.
You know, I've got my buddy, and he'll kill me for saying this, but, you know, we go to baseball games a lot, and there's times where I'm like, hey, buddy, you know, there's a baseball game going on over here.
You paid how much to sit here?
He's always like, who's playing? but, you know, the whole texting thing, I'm right there with you, too. I agree. You know, it's like, oh, I got a text back.
Right.
All right.
Being a driver, there's times I've had to slam on the brakes because someone's just randomly walking in front
people
of
people texting while driving. They should not be allowed to drive it anymore. They should have their licenses taken away and be forced to, like Clockwork Orange, like with their eyes wide open, watch videos of people smashing into each other because they weren't paying attention while they were driving.
Yeah.
All right, I have a little bit of a strong opinion on that.
Every time that topic comes up, I know.
Yeah, all right. Let's move.
You're absolutely right.
Let's move away from that. And, you know, kind of sad news, but, you know, we lost a couple of great entertainers today.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, in the likes of Robert Guillaume, you hear the theme from Benson here, and also Fats Domino gone today. And while I say it's kind of sad, you know, they both lived very long lives, both 89 years old when they passed.
Right, yeah, good long lives, very productive, very, you know, did a lot of meaningful work.
So much stuff that I know we both, like, love and enjoy were part of our lives growing up. Guillaume was had a hit show with Soap. He was on Soap first, and Benson second, and then he went on to do so much other stuff. You know, he was the first African American guy to play the Phantom of the Opera.
Right,
and he also did the voice of Rafiki from The Lion King.
Yeah.
I don't want to admit this, but I never saw The Lion King. And
Our movie critic has
never saw The Lion King, no. he was just, he did so much stuff. He was also in that TV show Sports Night, I remember.
Yeah.
He was the boss, and I remember that's when he had like he had a major stroke, and he was gone from the show after that. But, you know, he recovered, and he went on to do a lot of other stuff. You know.
In fact, I actually met him. I was at a press conference that he was at when I worked at a Springfield radio station back in, I think it was 2003, 2004. I don't remember why he was there. He was visiting a hospital in Springfield.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. I mean, everyone was just kind of starstruck and, you know, nice guy, very personable, answered a ton of questions. And I wish I could remember why he was actually
there.
But yeah, it was kind of cool. I'll always remember that.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
We also lost this guy, Fats Domino, also 89 years old, musician early on in the beginning days of rock and roll, just a great performer. I was reading up on him, actually, when I found out that he passed, and interesting, he hasn't left, like, New Orleans since, like, the 90s. He was, when Hurricane Katrina came through, he was terribly affected. His whole house and everything was ruined and all that. But, you know, he got back on his feet like a lot of people did down there and still lived down there. Do you know, like, that he was awarded, like, the Presidential Medal of Freedom and a Hall of Fame induction and didn't show up because he's like, I'm not leaving New Orleans. months.
He just
wasn't going because he hated traveling, for one thing. And he also said that he couldn't find food that he liked everywhere else. So in New Orleans, he stayed. He got that Presidential Medal of Freedom from Bill Clinton. When he lost it, though, George W. Bush re-awarded him, I guess,
very cool.
The award. So, yeah, Fats Domino. This song, Ain't That a Shame, was a big part of a Cheap Trick album that was huge in the 70s. And I remember I had the Cheap Trick album. And I remember then hearing him do this. I'm like, Fats Domino covered Cheap Trick?
Right.
but no, it wasn't. And then I'm like, you know what? Maybe I need to find out more about Fats Domino. And one of the things that I remember most about him is, do you remember the TV show Happy Days?
Yes.
Whenever Richie was, whenever something fine was happening for Richie.
I found my thrill.
That's right.
On Blueberry Hill.
good stuff.
Classic.
Yeah. So adios to Robert Guillaume and Fats Domino. And you know what? I'm going to say adios for the morning feed today because that's about our time. That's all we got. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. And you can listen to more of the morning feed on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on our Facebook page and the Rivet Facebook page. And I know I'm sorry I forgot yesterday. Today I will remember. We were busy yesterday.
We were busy. We had a busy
stuff
day.
Going on.
We'll give
you
a pass this time.
Thanks a lot. And what, Halloween this weekend?
Yeah.
Is it Halloween this week? Oh, no, it's Monday.
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk about that next week. All right, everybody, thanks a lot for listening. As always, this has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.